This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
And coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
They're the home of the binary trigger. They are the home of the Reformation line. And they are the home of Providence. Check them out at franklinarmory.com. Well, it's been a while since I've had him on. But I did get video with him. So... So now we know it is absolutely good to go because I can prove it now. But joining us now, because he's about to do something he's never done before, and he's come close, is the head of Legally Armed in Detroit, and that would be one Rick Ector. Good evening, sir.
Hey, man, good evening to you as well. And you know what? By the way, let everybody know that we did actually meet up at the NRA annual meeting in Indiana,
yes,
man. So that was
dinner?
Even better. But you know, and we had dinner, and it was a great dinner it was, and we had great company. We had a large group with us, but we didn't take a picture together, man, so no one believes I actually had dinner with Bill Frady.
I shot video with you, though.
Oh, yeah, we got video. I haven't seen it yet. search around and see if I can find it. Post it.
I haven't put it up yet. I'm going to put one up. I'm going to call it. I don't know what I'm going to call it because I shot a bunch of little itty bitty ones. You were headed to the press box and all that other stuff, so I've shot a little bunch of 1-2 minute things, and I'm going to stick them up there very shortly. Maybe I'll edit all that tomorrow. That's what I need to do. Now I've got something to do. Thanks for that. I appreciate it.
Right, as if you didn't already have enough stuff to do. But hey, add it on to the list, man.
Speaking of stuff to do, now, you are a armed self-defense instructor, yeah?
Yeah, I teach the concealed carry class here. People who want to take on a more active role in their personal protection by getting their concealed pistol license.
And do you teach anything beyond the concealed carry class? Do you teach them a little bit of pistol craft and shooting skill or anything?
Oh, man,
like
I have numerous certifications, man. Just with the NRA, you have pistol, rifle, shotgun, personal protection one, personal protection two, range safety officer. I'm a training counselor. If you want to be a firearms instructor, you want to be a range safety officer or a chief range safety officer. I mean, man, we can go on and on, man, but... you know, I'm a trainer, and I train people how to safely operate firearms. My passion, though, man, is this annual event. And we're talking about training and empowering women, man. And this year, every year I like to up the ante and set the goal higher. This year the goal is 900, man. I want to train 900 women how to operate a handgun, 9mm, semi-automatic.
900 women.
Yes, sir.
Now, how long will that take for you to train 900 women? Will that all get done in a day?
I'm sure it will, man. You know, if I actually get 900 women and everything goes according to plan, if the weather is nice, I've been watching the Weather Channel, every couple of hours, making sure the forecast doesn't change radically. And, the word is out, you know, the registrations that I'm accepting from people in social media, out on the website. You know, the numbers are looking good. You know, the reason why I have the registration set a week before the date and don't do it, you know, from like 3 months out, I want to reduce the amount of no-shows. So looking at how many people we have registered, if everyone registered actually shows up, I have my 900, but I'm going to, you know, pad the registrations by a few. I'm trying to play it by ear and see how many I need to pad it by to make sure I get 900. So,
wait a minute. Isn't this the way they book airline flights? Padding the numbers?
Where they book airline flights? What do you mean?
Well, every time I go, every time I fly, it seems like they're like, we booked too many people on this flight. We're going to have to ask you guys to stay here.
Man, you know, it's one of those things, man. It's all about projections and scheduling and making your best guess as to, you know, how many are actually going to be there. And if you're running an airline, you have to give away some, you know, free tickets to anywhere in the continental United States within the next 12 months or so, man. Usually, I take them up on it when I fly, but, you know, I really, you know, get uncomfortable about doing that because I usually fly with my gun, and some airports are better than others. Some airports do a really good job of making sure that your gun that you check, you know, and check baggage, that it actually goes to the holding area and there's actually a person posted there to watch your gun. You know, I've been to some airports, man, and it's just sitting there and no one's watching it. And I really get so upset and perturbed, man. I'll go find like a manager and read him the riot act that there's a gun just sitting there and nobody's watching it, you know. So,
right, right.
You know, man. So I like to fly when I can. And when I do, you know, I like to take them up on that free offer when they overbook, man. But, I get really, you know, reluctant to do that because, like I said, every airport isn't doing what they should be doing. So, no. You know, your mileage may vary.
It may vary. How big of a, back to your training class that you have coming up? This is not something you're trying to put together. This is put together and it just hasn't happened yet, right?
Has not happened yet. You're talking about the 900 women.
Yeah.
I'm in the marketing phase. I launched it Mother's Day at 8:00 in the morning, and RSVPs, reservations have been coming in fast and furious. You know, I've been fortunate in that I've been able to get some local media coverage, man, and it's been on TV, it's been on the radio. You know, I haven't checked the newspaper. It might even be in the newspaper. I haven't even looked at the paper today. But there's been a lot of interest. You know, I've always tried to put enough information, you know, in the promotional material to deter people from calling. But, man, inevitably, you know, my phone gets blasted with a ton of phone calls. I don't mind because each person I talk to, I can put a little tick mark next to my tally and I say, okay, there's another one with one or two or three or four other people that'll be showing up. And so I'm keeping a running count. You know, if everyone who RSVP'd as of this very second showed up, I'd have my 900 easy. As a matter of fact, I'd be closing in on 1,000. So
okay.
It's just a question of how good the weather's going to be, how people feel on Sunday morning. You know, when they get up, do they get excited? But, you know, the thing that I think is going to help me out, I have a big draw. I'm going to have Eric Pratt. Leader of Gun Owners of America is going to be there, man. And he's giving out some pink, beautiful hats with the GOA logo on it, man. So
okay.
I'm making sure I let people know about that. As if having a free shooting lesson wasn't exciting enough, you know.
Well, it's exciting to me. I don't...
And get a hat.
What day is this happening? I might have to drive up. Listen, we're coming up on the break, so if you will, hold on for me, please, sir. Legally Armed in Detroit, that is part of something done by something called Rick's Firearms Academy. You can find him on Facebook. You can find him all over social media. He is quite the media star. He's highly sought after to be on various things. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Today, weapons and optics are built tough, but they have to remain dialed in. Enter Air Armor Tech. Created to protect the $500,000 helmet of the F-35 Lightning II aircraft, Air Armor Tech can likewise protect your weapons during transport. Under pressure, air is uncompromising. Rigid or collapsible using the power of inflation or deflation. High tech and elemental. To learn more, go to airarmortech.com. Air Armor Tech. Protective. Lightweight. These are military-grade inflatable cases.
The Roman legions, the samurai, and the knights of the round table. They understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and small encoding to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR-500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state, until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
From the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Macklin Armory makes top quality AR style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Oh yeah, check them out, franklinarmory.com. Talking to trainer and all-around cool dude, Rick Ector. While we were at dinner, Rick very, very well kept his cool. I would have lost my cool over that, Rick. I'm just letting you know that. I would have lost my
man,
cool.
Hey, dinner was great, man. I mean, it was just lively conversation, and we had some light banter and actually a debate. You figure at a gun rights conference, you know, at the NRA annual meeting, at the table with NRA attendees, that there wouldn't be much that we would actually have a pleasant debate about. But you know what? There are differences between us all. All gun rights advocates are not created the same, man. But, you know, we're one big old happy family, and we can share a meal and break bread together.
You know, I actually enjoyed the time that we went to dinner in Louisville a lot better than that restaurant, because that was some good
difference.
Barbecue.
What was the key difference?
The barbecue.
Yeah, barbecue was good. It was.
And the Modelo beer.
Cerveza. Yeah.
Yeah, we had the cervezas there. So, wait a minute, we're on the air, aren't we? Anyway.
Right.
You what is the largest group you have trained up to this point? In this annual event that you've turned this into?
Well, last year, it's growing incrementally. Last year was 700. I was shooting for 8. I got 7. You know, I'm shooting for 9. And here, I actually want to get 9, man. 9. And I tell you what, in my wildest dreams of dreams, man, you know what? 1,000. You know what? It could happen, man. If everything lines up and everything happens, let's say I don't have that many no-shows and the registrations keep pouring in, you know, it could be 1,000, man. I would really be stoked if that happened. But let me interject one quick thing, because I know I really want to do this, because I truly appreciate everybody that has helped me, man. I definitely want to, you know, recognize, you know, Top Gun Shooting Range over here in Taylor, Michigan, and some of my super friends and super donors with this ammo, man. I got to give a big shout-out to Phoenix Ammo here in Michigan. They're in Novi, which is just right outside of Detroit. Phoenix Ammo. You got Michigan Gun Owners, Gun Right Advocacy Group, Michigan Open Carry, Joel Fulton at Freedom Firearms. Michigan Ammo, Buddy Skip Coriel from the Home Defense Show, man. Everybody's been great with stepping up and helping to contribute ammunition to make sure that this event runs, man. Oh, and I've got like an army of firearms instructors. There's no way I can name them all. There's going to be approximately 60 or so of those guys and gals who are credentialed firearms trainers who are going to help me actually make this thing happen, man. So it's truly a group and team effort that is going to enable us to take our shot at 900.
Is Danny Kaye going to be there?
I don't know, man.
Anyway,
but I tell you what. I mean, just knowing that I got Gun Owners of America in the house, man. Eric Pratt. That's a big deal, man. Glad that he's going to be on. That he's going to be on down, man. I run into Eric, I guess, the last couple of years now, at the NRA annual meeting, and I actually first met him the very first year I did this conference. His dad was head of the GOA at the time, and his dad couldn't make it. His dad came ill, and Eric came down in his place, and I first met him at my very first personal protection weekend, which was the weekend of my very first.
Do you remember who set that up for you?
Set what up? The Eric coming down, or
yeah,
or the event itself? Well, I talked with the man himself, Larry himself. I wanted Larry, but Larry couldn't make it, so I graciously accepted with open arms Eric to come on down, man. And he was great, man. Did an excellent speech, and man, it was well received, and we had a blast.
Well, I thought that I set up one of your things for you one time, and if I didn't set it up, I at least got it going. But that's beside the point, because you got him. He's bringing hats now. He's bringing hats. So.
Yeah, man, he sent them, and I had forgotten that he had sent them. I was still waiting for him to send me a picture so I could throw it out on social media and show everybody these beautiful pink hats with the GOA logo on them, man. And they're hot, man. They're really nice. And lo and behold, I get a knock on the door, and I'm like, well, who is this? I don't normally get visitors, right? And it's his UPS truck in the driveway, and, you know, the driver is like, hey, look at these boxes, man. And I mean, it's box after box after box after box after box after box of hats, man. So, you know, and I'm looking at them, and I'm like, okay, they'll be gone in a few days, man. But they're consuming a lot of space, a lot of space.
Yeah.
I'll be glad to see them go.
glad to have them to give out, but be glad to see them.
Yes. Go. I don't want to take a single hat home, man.
Coming up on the next break, and when we get back, I want to talk about the logistical challenge you face every time you put one of these things on. That all of the thanking that you did with all of that stuff, I want you to explain some of the things that you go to them for. How big of a facility, and I want to know how big of a facility this gun range is where you're going to be actually trained. And I know you're not training. Well, I say I know anyway. So I want to know how this is going to actually break down, because this is a... I went to a class at Tactical Response, and it was 50-some-odd people.
Uh-huh.
And the instructors were like, wow, this is a really big class. Of course, they weren't training 900 people, though, that day. So I'm sure to them. Yes?
Well, let me tell you, just real briefly, man, it's like I said, it's a system, and I grew it from the very first time
I
did it.
We're coming up on the break. Hold on to that, if you will. I want you to tell the whole thing with it. Before we go, how do they find you on social media?
Social media, I am everywhere. You can find me, Rick, R-I-C-K, last name, Hector, E-C-Q-R, Facebook.com/DetroitCCW. I'm on Instagram. I'm on Twitter. I'm on YouTube. I'm on Blogger. I'm on all the major social media. Rick, R-I-C-K-E-C-T-O-R, Rick Hector, Detroit CCW. You can't miss me. I'm there. If you literally look for me, Google will bring you to my virtual digital address in cyberspace.
There you go. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again, so go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com.
Now you know. I will meet you there.
Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump addresses energy workers in Louisiana on Tuesday to promote his administration's energy policy. The president claimed the Green New Deal would put energy workers out of a job.
And now they talk about the Green New Deal. The Green New Deal. Everybody go home. You just lost your jobs. The Green New Deal is... That's a hoax like the hoax I just went through. I'm not even sure. It might be a bigger one. And mine was pretty big. Mine was unlimited. Think of it, the Green New Deal. Under that deal, I didn't have this. This isn't down. But John Kennedy, Bill, under that deal, everybody in this room gets fired.
At least 17 people are hurt in a crash involving a school bus in North Carolina. Video shows a Head Start bus being overturned on a highway about 40 miles east of Charlotte. And Donald Trump Jr. agrees to testify in front of the Senate in mid-June. The scope of the questions, though, is limited to 5 topics. This is USA Radio News.
If this were just any door, and this were just any ignition, connected to just any transmission, in just any vehicle, then perhaps it would be okay to buy it from just anyone. But this is not just any car. It's a certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz. Every detail has been inspected and road tested by highly skilled Mercedes-Benz technicians. And it's all backed by an unlimited mileage warranty for up to 5 years. Which makes the decision of where to buy one simple. Your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer. The certified pre-owned sales event going on now through May 31st. Come in today and take advantage of 2 years of complimentary prepaid maintenance and special financing offers available through Mercedes-Benz Financial Services. Because in the end, it's absolute confidence in genuine Mercedes-Benz parts, or it isn't. It's either Mercedes-Benz certified pre-owned, or it isn't.
See your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer for complete details and limitations on certified pre-owned warranties.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed. Go there and check them out, franklinarmory.com. Talking to Rick Ector, he's decided to do a little training get together where he's going to, he's going to train 900 ladies. Now, man, this is all for free, too, right?
Man, it's completely 100% free for all attendees, man. There's the only thing that I have not been able to do, and I didn't even look into doing it. I'll do everything you need except pick you up and transport you to the gun range and bring you home. But other than that, you make your way to the gun range, everything will be provided for. Handgun, ammunition, one-on-one supervision, training with an instructor in the booth. There'll be a range safety briefing we'll have. We'll do on a group basis. And did I mention the free, beautiful pink hats with the gorgeous Gun Owners of America logo on the front?
Have you got 900 of those?
Man, I have like boxes and boxes, man. I have hundreds upon hundreds of hats. You make it there, I'll get you a hat.
Yeah, I was, you know, just thinking the same thing. Anyway,
you know, I didn't go into the boxes and count, man, but I trust that they're all there, man.
Gotcha. So, when did you have to start planning this? How far out in advance do you have to plan this in order for this to come together?
Well, I mean, you know, it's like a system now, you know. And I've had to grow it over the years, you know, in terms of all the resources and leveraging relationships that you have. That was the hardest part. The hardest part is leveraging resources and having the relationships, man. And I'll tell you, that in itself was the key, because the very first one that I did, the very first one that I had was 8 years ago, and it was me and about 6 or 7 firearms instructors, and where we trained 50 women. You know, I had a personal relationship with the gun range I was using at the time. It was another range, and I used to do all my concealed carry classes there. And I just asked them, like, hey, I need a favor. This is what I'm trying to do. And I talked to him, and I got him to buy into the program. And he didn't charge me, you know, to use his gun range. And we trained 50 women that day, man. And, you know, the funny thing about it, as I look back, I was really, like, down in the dumps after it was over, because I'm thinking to myself, I'm thinking numbers, right? I'm thinking to myself in my head, I only trained 50 women. And everyone else is like, oh, man, that was totally awesome, man. You trained 50 women how to shoot a gun at a gun range for free. And I'm, like, thinking to myself in my head only. I didn't verbalize this. I'm like, you know, I was thinking at least 200 or 300, you know. But, hey, man. You got to start somewhere. You start at the beginning. You start where you are with what you have, and you get better and better every year.
Now, are any of these ladies, are any of these repeats?
A few of them are repeats, man. A few of them are repeats. The vast majority of them are never seen a gun, never held a gun, never shot a gun. There's even some women, believe it or not, that actually have their concealed pistol license, and they say, well, hey, this is a free opportunity to shoot. Why not take advantage of it? And then, you know, there's some women who, you know, there's not a lot of them, but I talked to them personally, so I know. There's a few who they got their concealed pistol license and they have their gun and they shot, you know, do their range qualification during the class. And, you know, they haven't, you know, been back to the range. So this is a great opportunity for them to get some practice in under the auspices and supervision of a trained firearms trainer. So, I mean, it's win-win all the way around. There's not a bad reason for a woman that wants to come to the gun range on this date, on the 19th, and shoot with Rick and all the other men and women who will be providing the instruction.
How many rounds does it take to have on hand to train 900 women? How many rounds do they get to shoot?
I give them 20 rounds, man. 20 rounds. 20. And you know what? How, you know, a lot of people ask me over the years, well, how many rounds? Like 20 rounds, you know? A good, decent sized magazine, right? Or maybe a smaller magazine and maybe half of another one. But
right.
It's a good experience, you know, when you're putting together this program of this nature on this magnitude. You know, math comes in real handy, right? And you say, okay, well, let's see. 900 women is the goal. And if they shoot 20 rounds each, man, I'm going to need a lot of ammo, right?
Right.
900 times 20. What's that, like 18,000?
Yes, sir. It sure is.
That's a lot of rounds of ammunition.
Yes,
you know,
it is.
And, you know, you always get the, you know, the hints or, you know, suggestions from people, you know, when you're putting together a program, right? And then some people say, well, you know, Rick, you know, 9mm, maybe you should do a 380 or maybe even shoot a 22 caliber or maybe offer some different calibers, you know. And I'm like, look, man, I'm trying to keep this thing simple. It needs to be standardized and it needs to be simple. If we're talking about personal protection anyway, 9mm should be a caliber that's not too powerful for a beginner to learn how to shoot, you know? And plus, they're one-on-one with a firearm trainer on the range.
Right. So. That's the thing, isn't it? I mean, that's the thing. 60 of them with you as the chief instructor. And, I mean, that just keeping the firing line. How many do you run? Are you running them in shifts of 60 or however many instructors you have, or how are you working that out?
Well, The first bottleneck that I have is the conference room that's on site at the gun range. From past experience, I can get about 60 to 70 people in the conference room.
Right.
We give them a range. That's where we do our range safety briefing. We teach them the fundamental firearm safety rules, demonstrate, you know, with the training gun, you know, the proper stance and how to hold it, you know, and all the things that go into marksmanship to ensure that you have a positive result. You know, we do our giveaways and then we start lining them up. And once that first wave of students line up, then we bring in another batch to just repeat the cycle ad nauseum until we hit our number. Hopefully it will be 900 or better. I'm telling you, man, it's a system.
I get calls
literally from other gun rights advocates and gun shops all over the country, man. They say, well, gee, man, we heard about your program and we really would like to, you know, replicate that. Would you have some time to talk with us? And I talk to these guys all the time, man. And we have some nice detailed conversations about the resources that are required to do something like this, man. And they're like, wow, how do you manage to do it all? And I said, just how I told you. You know, you need a gun range. You know, you need guns. You need ammo. You need to get the women there.
Yeah.
You know, you have to promote the event. You know, and somehow at the end of the day, you make it happen with zero malfunctions, zero injuries, and 100% smiles.
Yeah, that's the part that we're going to talk about when we get back. Coming up on the next break, Rick is the head of something called Legally Armed in Detroit, and that is the progenitor of everything you hear that he's doing right now. And this just happens once a year. The other times he's doing other things as well in the discipline. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Dad, what are you doing?
Cramming for college.
I'm the one going to college.
Yeah, we need to figure out how we're going to pay for it all.
Discover Student Loans.
Discover does student loans?
Yeah, they're one of the top private student loan lenders in the country. It takes 15 minutes or less to apply, and there are no fees for the life of the loan. Best of all, I can earn cash rewards if I get good grades.
Really?
Yeah, we still have time to apply and get a great rate.
So I can just chill. College kids still say that, right?
No one says that, Dad.
Really?
Yeah.
Visit discoverstudentloans.com to apply today. Limitations apply.
And now, a quick comparison from Grasshopper. When a client calls, what do you want them to hear? Your personal voicemail?
Hey, you've reached Greg's cell phone. I'm away right now, obviously. Leave a message and maybe I'll get back to you.
Or something a little more buttoned up, courtesy of Grasshopper.
Thanks for calling Green Landscaping. To make an appointment, dial 1. For billing, dial 2. To speak with Greg Smith, dial 3.
There's no contest. Put your best voice forward with Grasshopper, the virtual phone system for small business. Try it free at grasshopper.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery, and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at Franklin Armory.
Check them out. They're the home of the binary trigger. They are the home of Reformation. And they are the home of Providence. Check them out at franklinarmory.com. Talking to Rick Ector. And you were just talking about how lots of people come to you and want to know how they can do that.
Yeah.
But let me ask you, this would be the trick, though, that I would think the trick would be in this part of it. You doing that and asking for a lot of voluntary help with this and getting a lot of voluntary material, not everybody can pull that off and then come back and do it over and over and over again and maintain that goodwill and all that other stuff. You know, Bruce Lee used to tell everybody, I can teach people my technique. I cannot teach them my talent.
I don't know, man. I think if you're a decent enough person and, you know, you treat your fellow man, if you will, a fellow woman, you know, your fellow trainers, and you have a good rapport and you're not a jerk, I can't imagine why you can't approach some of your colleagues and say, hey, I have this project I'm working on, and I'm wondering if I could get you to check it out and see if you'd be interested in doing it. You know, maybe it's easier said than done. You know, maybe it takes a certain skill and expertise to, you know, relate to people, you know, to get them to buy into what you're doing, man. But I tell you, to a person, man and female, who serve as firearms instructors and range safety officers, they get so much out of it, man. They feel good about what they've done when the day is over. Truly. And, you know, and the same thing goes for, you know, a gun range. You know, I walked into quite a few gun ranges before I found the very first one that would agree to do the thing, you know. And, you know, and with the first range, I'm not even going to mention that range's name, but, you know, a lot of times, you know, it comes down to, you know, politics. And I'm very opinionated on the Second Amendment. So, you know, I expressed my opinion on a couple of local talk shows on the news here in the Detroit area. And me and the owner, we didn't exactly see eye to eye on, you know, the politics of guns, you know, forget what the issues were. But we had a disagreement and we had an amicable parting of the ways after 4 years. And so I went, you know, gun range to gun range with all the charm and wit that I could muster. And I was able to convince a gun range, Top Gun, to partner with me in putting on this event, man. And this will be our fourth year working together on this. Man, and they couldn't be more excited to be a part of this. And that's what I really enjoy. I really enjoy people who really buy into what you're doing and people who want to help you succeed. And, man, just working with Top Gun and Taylor has been awesome.
Yeah, I would. How many people actually manage to pull off what you do? When they come and get, I mean, do you get a chance to follow up with them and find out how their effort went?
I haven't found anyone that has, you know, went so far as to pull it off, to attempt it.
Yeah.
You know, like anything, man, any like when I first did it, you know, I started small, right? And,
right.
You know, it was me and a handful of instructors and 50 students. And when it was over and said and done, it was a great result. There were like 50 students that had a great experience and they got to take on these silhouettes with the holes in them. And all the trainers who participated, they had this warm and fuzzy feeling inside that they did something good. And, you know, I'm over in the corner going, wow, you know, I wish I had 100 or 200, you know. But then you grow it, you know, and it builds on itself. Those people tell their friends and family, and they post the silhouettes in social media. And then, that 50 becomes 100, and then the 100 becomes 200, and then you're like, okay. I need some more firearms instructors, man. Maybe I need to approach some more guys and see if I can get them to buy into the event, you know. And then you start needing resources, you know. You start needing guns, and you got friends that own guns, and you start borrowing guns from friends and ammo, you know. And sometimes you're lucky in that you can convince, you know, an ammo company to partner with you and donate ammo. And sometimes you can't, which is why I am so glad that the ammo partner that we established, Phoenix Ammo, man, they came through big time, 7,000 rounds. And then the other gun rights advocacy groups came through with several thousand rounds of ammo, man. So it's not just me, because trust me, I by myself could not do this by myself. All I am is the organizer and the coordinator, and leveraging relationships that I've built up over the years and just managed to pull it all together.
You really don't think there's anything to it, do you?
Well,
even though nobody else can do it.
Well, here's the thing. If you have done something, then you know you can do it, and it's not a big thing. But it's not like I started day one and said, okay, my very first event, I'm going to train 900 women how to shoot a gun. I mean, it just doesn't happen. You know, you have to start somewhere. But see, the point is that you at least start. And then when you start, you reassess and see what happens. And you say, okay, well, what can I do next time? And you just build and you grow. And if you need more resources, you got to figure out a way to get resources. If you need more people to work and partner with you, get out and talk to people and share your passion with the program. And if they buy into it, great. Now it's not just you, it's you and other fellow trainers who share your passion for training women with guns.
So when you do this class, when you pull off this 900, in the 8 years you've been doing this event, have you figured out a tally of how many women will have come through the Legally Armed of Detroit, this is how you do it turnstiles?
You know, I don't really focus on that, man. I get some of them, but here's the thing. my focus is not for me, you know, personally to benefit from it through business, you know, to, you know, my training company, man. Because here's the thing. It's all the other firearms instructors that are there working with the students one-on-one in the booth. And you know what? I can't think of a great way for a firearms instructor to get students. You're here at this event, and God knows how many students each individual firearms instructor is actually training, but that's the start of a great relationship. I mean, to take someone who probably is green and has never shot a gun before and to get them calm and relaxed, there's a certain rapport you develop. And then after they shoot those 20 rounds and they feel great. You know the feeling when you leave the gun booth after you shoot, feels like you're walking on air and you got this really great sense of calm about yourself? You know, that's a bonding moment. And if that person is looking for a firearms instructor and you just gave that person, in this case a woman, a great shooting experience in the range and she's looking for a class and she's looking for a trainer, I can't think of a better opportunity for that connection to happen. Right there in the booth post shooting.
Yeah. I have a background with Gun Owners of America. The fact that you're actually getting them involved in a training event is no small task, because I used to try to do that all the time. And that was when Larry was in charge. So, I mean, the things that you've done over the last 8 years and the things that you continue to do, you're sort of like becoming a Detroit institution with the ones that you're breaking that open to. And I mean, I'm sure the anti-gunners of Detroit, which Rick does get on TV with them from time to time. We're about to run out of time.
I haven't had any pushback, man. And you know what? Yeah. There's a side of me that's like, well, gee, how great would that be for publicity and news coverage if someone would take an issue at me and my friends empowering 900 women? You know, what if there was a protest group outside and, gee, how many extra news cameras would that be and how much more publicity would that
be? We're running out of time.
Nothing is all bad, man.
Yeah, we're running out of time. I want to have you back on after it's done. So
okay.
I'll be in touch with you. Thank you, sir.
I look forward to it, man.
All right.
And look, thank you for having me. It was great seeing you in Indy, man. And I'll talk to you after I do this show.
Roger that. We'll be right back. Hour number two is inbound. This is Lock and Load.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called Argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.